You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, as part of Wisconsin's ongoing budget discussions, a proposed rule would change the way quarries are regulated in the state. Last week, we learned that the Joint Finance Committee was reviving some provisions as part of the state transportation budget that would limit the authority of local governments when it comes to regulating quarry blasting. Former Governor Scott Walker vetoed similar provisions in 2017. Rich Kramer is a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire. He's been following this story. Rich, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, can you start by describing the kind of regulations we're talking about, local regulations, when it comes to quarries?
Sure. We're talking about blasting. We're talking about limits to hours of operation. We're talking about local governments wanting more control over air and water quality. And a lot of this has, it sounds similar to situations that local governments that we've seen with industrial sand mining or frack sand mining, but this is separate. This isn't about frack sand mining. Mm-hmm. This is about your quarries, and this is about sand pits used for transportation projects and infrastructure. So with regard to blasting, the state has limits on how near structures, you know, what kind of noise levels, vibration levels, that sort of thing. And but this legislation or this motion limited local ability at all to restrict blasting beyond what the state has in its statutes. Also blocks local governments from setting local air and water standards or issuing air and water permits from towns, you know, villages or counties.
What case is the committee and supporters of this change making for this this preemption?
Well, the Aggregate Producers of Wisconsin, it's the lobby group, basically, for the aggregate producers, the quarries, and the gravel pits. They say that these types of, this patchwork of local ordinances that go beyond what the state sets is increasing costs. And in some cases, they say the restrictions are so bad that they're having to ship materials from other counties or outside of towns, and that increases the costs on taxpayers who are paying for these road projects. And they say that the restrictions are so bad in some places that quarries can't even operate.
Can you talk about some of the communities that have added these restrictions on for quarries? What kind of things have they done?
Well, this all seems to have a lot. I mean, it's not only about this one town in Dane County, but this is the Deerfield keeps coming up in the different articles and the discussions that I've seen on this. Deerfield's situation is pretty unique. There's a 165-year-old historic church that's like right across the street from a quarry. And the quarry had been operating kind of sleepily for a while. Then years back, I think it was before, might have been 2013, 2014, a new owner purchased the property. And they increased the activity, so there was more blasting, there was more truck traffic, etc. And the town board members told me that they were worried that this blasting would damage the church. And they set restrictions that have been cited numerous times by the aggregate producers and others who have been seeking to kind of dial back those local controls.
Talking to Rich Kramer, WPR reporter in Eau Claire, about a provision in the state budget that would limit local government's abilities to regulate quarries beyond existing regulations. And that's a key that a lot of supporters of this point to, Rich, that there are existing state and federal regulations. What kind of things do we know are in those?
Well, like I was talking about the blasting restrictions, I can't name off every one individually, but you know, these quarries and industrial sand mines, for that matter, they're regulated by the Mine Safety and Health Administration. They're regulated by the EPA. They're regulated by the DNR. You know, Department of Safety and Professional Services is the state outfit that regulates blasting. So there's all kinds of things on the books with regard to how these places operate. But the town board members in Deerfield said, while the state does regulate blasting, there are only two inspectors positions in the entire state to look into complaints that a quarry operator might have been exceeding its the standards set for vibrations and sound. And those vibrations really are what people are concerned about, because just covering industrial sand mining in Trempealeau County, I've heard stories about people's dishes flying out of their cupboards when a sand mine a quarter mile down the road sets off its explosives. So these companies are supposed, they have to notify people that a blast is coming, but it still takes people by surprise.
Why is this provision in the state budget in particular?
Well, I can't tell you why it's in the state budget, but things that are in the state budget, you know, the budget has to be approved. So a lot of times people will include things that might not be able to pass on their own into the state budget, into an omnibus type of bill. So we saw this, it was inserted in a different way in the last state budget, but there's this thing called the 999 motion, which is kind of a clearinghouse where policy items can get thrown in at the last minute by the Joint Finance Committee. So that's how it made it into the 2017-2019 budget. But as you mentioned in the lead up to our discussion, former Governor Scott Walker vetoed it, and he said that he vetoed it because he objected to inserting a major policy item into the budget without sufficient time to debate its merits. So it's in here again. We'll see what Governor Tony Evers has to say about it when he gets his veto pen out. But it's also been an interesting discussion from the groups that represent the local governments. I've heard that the League of Municipalities told me that they're not going to make a big fuss about it, even though they don't like the loss of local control. But they also pointed out that the same budget includes a big increase for local transportation funding, which they've been calling for a long time.
So even though they're not wild about the idea, that is not the hill they're going to fight on this time around, it sounds like.
Yeah, and I think what's really telling is that, you know, I spoke with one person from the League of Municipalities. This isn't really their fight. The League of Municipalities is about cities for the most part, and the Towns Association and the Counties Association, which might have the most skin in this game, they're not saying anything. They said they're still reviewing it last week, and I've tried to reach out to them since, but they haven't replied. So, you know, it's hard to say why they're not commenting on it, but it might be a controversial issue that they'd rather not discuss.
So as things stand, the Joint Finance Committee passed the budget with this in it. Is there any talk of taking it back out in the general legislature, or are there more high-profile items that's going to be on people's minds?
Well, this is one, even in the transportation budget that was ratified, I guess you could say, by the Joint Finance Commission. This is like the last little piece in like 80 pages of changes that the JFC included. So whether it even gets noticed will be a question. But I asked the aggregate producers, I said, well, this was vetoed in 2017. So what happens if it gets vetoed again? And they said that, you know, they'll just keep talking to lawmakers. And who knows, we might see standalone legislation or we might see it pop up in the next state budget.
We'll see how that turns out. Rich, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
That's Rich Kramer, WPR reporter based in Eau Claire. We talked to him about provisions in the proposed state transportation budget that would limit local government's ability to regulate quarry blasting.